expectations have completely changed in 4 years, and it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's frustrating at times because, you know, you want to stick up for your team and say all the right things and saying, you know, we won 95 games in the fourth playoff appearance in a row, but, you know, we just didn't end up getting it done. So that's just where all the frustration comes from.
Middays on the Score.
Burstein and McKnight from Mesa, Arizona, where the top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats this Wednesday when they host Ohio State at the new Welsh Ryan Arena. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. It looks like we're going to get some infield practice.
I'm hoping so. There's no cage out here at Sloan Park yet. Doesn't mean there can't be a little later, but we got a couple of buckets and bags of baseballs out here. Maybe some infield will be good. Nice to get that gnat sound in the background.
That's what I'm hoping for.
We could broadcast for about an hour with the bat crack going on.
Yeah, they've got the big basket of balls and a fungo, so I think somebody will be wielding that fungo bat probably, but that was a great line. Hit a ground ball. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, we had Chris Bryant on just a couple minutes ago. If you missed it, we may bring it back for a little bit later on in the show, but that was a conversation with a guy who, you know, it's funny, you heard the cut of his coming back, right? This idea that, you know, nothing you did last year matters, understanding that you came up short because of the understood and warranted expectations around the team last season, the idea that you could win another playoff series and get to another NLCS and maybe even win another pennant, head to another World Series. That idea, it didn't get there. A lot of different reasons as to why. So you've got a guy in Bryant who has to look back at last season for a couple of different reasons and throw it out the window, right? Whether it's his injury, whether it's coming up short against the Brewers or the Rockies, you know, whether all these things that he gets to throw out. But he's also a guy that at the same time tells himself, while we were talking to him, has told himself in the press a couple of times and continues to tell himself in his own brain, he's an excellent baseball player. Just reminding himself that he is Chris Bryant, and that's a pretty good ball player, that he can do the things that he did in the first 6 weeks of a healthy season last year. He was on MVP-type pace last season before he slid head first in that, what, 38th, 39th game. So that was a thing.
That's the first I've heard him explain about what was going on with a bone bruise. So there were cysts that had developed in his shoulder, and sometimes there's scar tissue involved in there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Understand exactly what the injury was, but if they didn't have to go in there, and it has taken care of itself on its own, and he did like a light switch where he described it wasn't incremental. He just realized it's fine. Then full speed ahead.
I mean, the context of this team changes so much with him in the, I was going to say the three spot, but who knows where Joe will end up hitting him, and I defer to him to put him in the right spot in the lineup, but that's. You put those numbers in the middle around guys or at centering guys like Almora and Happ and Contreras, all the dudes we've talked about, Schwarber, who want rebound seasons, who want to show you that they're the guy worth taking four overall out of Indiana or the guy that it was worth spending a ton of money on internationally. Like, that's those guys want it back. Chris Bryant knows he has it. So that this lineup looks so much different. You put an NL MVP right in the middle, and that should seem obvious. But I guess for me anyway, looking back to last season and just kind of thinking back to the exasperation of not being able to score runs, so many one-run games that didn't go out your way either, you almost forget that that guy's an option for you. It's crazy to think about it that way because of just where this season got. But it's, you know, he sits here with us. It's so easy to remind yourself once you're done with that you've got a premier bat to put right back into the middle of that lineup around which there will be a bunch of guys, you know, thirsting for getting themselves back to a major league quality.
This is Jay in Waukegan on the Score. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, morning, gentlemen?
Good.
I wanted to talk, because more importantly, I finally got around to reading The Sisters Brothers.
Yeah,
the
a great
Bernstein. Oh, it was a fantastic book. I think I read it in about 2 hours.
So, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's a hoot.
Oh, it was excellent. You know, I bought it last year when I heard you talk about it on the radio, and I finally found some time to sit down and devoured it in just a couple hours. So now, you say that it might be a movie. Who are they looking at, do you think, for star in that?
It is a movie.
It's out. Yeah.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal and
Johnny C. Reilly in Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Right, and then Jake Gyllenhaal is one of the other. It was a star-studded cast, and I don't know if it opened and closed or what happened to it.
Oh, that one of those direct-to-video things, I hope.
I think so.
I appreciate the recommendation, and keep them coming.
Will do. Thanks, Jay.
It got a 7 on IMDb, so that's pretty decent.
Is that good?
7 out of 10.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's like Tomato Meter or yeah, whatever they do it. Okay.
It seems like a decent enough movie. Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, you were right. Jake Gyllenhaal's in that movie.
Okay.
All right.
I thought so.
There you go.
All right.
Meanwhile, you got read the quote. I know you did, but I'll read it for those who haven't. The quote from Joe Maddon when he was asked whether the Cubs could get their mojo back in 2019.
How do you respond to a question about mojo?
Well, I can tell you exactly how Maddon did, but Sullivan wrote this up in the Trib this morning. Asked if the Cubs could get their mojo back in 2019, Maddon suggested it was an inappropriate question. I mean, to rediscover a mojo after a 95-win season is really difficult to jump on board with. I'm sorry. We were disappointed. We got eliminated quickly. We had a lot of injuries. Some guys had underperformed. I'd say we want to recapture our offensive mojo. So when you talk about the way we've been over the last 4 years to be condescending or critical of my guys, I can't do it.
That's kind of a red-ass response from Joe.
A little bit. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand it. There's such a search for some of those bats to rediscover themselves, to get back to, you know, whether it's hitting lefties or hitting righties for Schwarber or Almora. There's a rediscovering that needs to happen, but being critical of a team that, despite everything going wrong, won 95 games is a little bit of a reach from Joe's opinion, from Chris's too.
That's what I meant when Theo comes out with urgency and dissatisfaction and change, and they're like, whoa, hey, pump the brakes, man. And the running theme that we identified that is going to be there is the essence of Maddon. This idea of everything's probably going to be fine. Don't stress. Don't let the pressure outweigh the pleasure.
Yeah.
And Theo on the other side, like, let's get on with it. Let's go. Might be Sunday. We might have 1-2 out of 3, but let's put the hammer down and make sure that this Sunday lineup, this day, the way we approach this game, isn't the reason that we don't advance farther in the playoffs.
I guess you got to wonder if Joe can do both. You know, the way in which he'll do both, not whether he's capable of doing it, but whether or not he's able to keep the gas pedal down while preaching a message that is baseball. I mean, like you say, you can't grip the bat harder. You can't necessarily run. You can't just want it more in baseball. You have to show up and give the measured approach that's going to get you through 162. On the same side of things, or on the other side, I guess, is being able to bring in top-tier bullpen arms when you need to. Being able to make aggressive substitutions or decisions about winning games at a certain level or at a certain time in the week or at a certain time in your road trip or what have you. There's a way he can do both. Maybe it's something where he exhibits through his decisions this idea that, nah, we want this game. We want this game now. And I don't care that we won 3 or that we won 4 or that we're coming back off a little. Like, we want this one now. But remember, like, your approach is the same one, generally, that got us 95 wins last year.
Okay.
That had us in the playoffs.
Yet, no matter what you want to say, what defines it is going to be the way you budget your resources. And by that, I mean high leverage bullpenning.
Yeah.
And whether or not you're giving guys a day off, you know, day game after a night game kind of thing, if you're going to rest, sometimes you have a, you know how we take the calls. Like, the guy had 3 hits. How can you rest him the next day? Well, because look what he did. So to me, bullpen usage is going to be the biggest real indicator of is there a change in approach. And ideally, the circle of trust is larger. Ideally, the circle of that Fortnite storm is staying a little wider, and you have what he calls his even or ahead guys. He's got more guys that he can trust, and maybe if things work out really well, we won't necessarily be able to know, boy, Joe's really going after this game. Boy, they're down 2 in the 7th, and he's got C-Sheck out there facing extra hitter kind of thing. But see, we know it doesn't happen that way. In the way we understand the Cubs is that at any given point, there might be 2.5 relievers he likes. And you know, yeah. You can feel it. If you watch enough Cubs baseball, you just innately understand the circle of trust. You know who's up, you know who's going to be up when, and you know when, like at the end of the year last year, you know, 2 years ago, when it was pretty much Wade Davis was like the only guy he trusted, unless he could maybe squeeze it if he understood that CJ was going to have his stuff that day, right?
Yeah.
And then it was like, it was Chavez or bust. At some point last year.
This is why the first month and a half or so, maybe the first 6 weeks of the season, is going to be such an interesting one for this team in particular, because you've got guys like Chris Bryant, who I mean, when we talked to him a couple minutes ago, exasperated probably is going too far. But when you ask him questions about the outside perspective of his hitting or the team's hitting or whatever, it's just kind of this, God, we're good. Like, we're good still. Mm-hmm. We're still a good team. And I understand the frustration, and I think he's probably right. But it's also a team that wants to get hitting right now. You know, that probably wouldn't mind going out there and playing games that matter soon. On the other hand, you've got a bullpen. You mentioned the high quality, high leverage bullpen usage for Joe in this season is going to be an interesting thing to measure. You don't have Brandon Morrow for the first fill in the blank. You know, pick your weeks, pick your games, however you want. I don't know what the answer is there. And I think the Cubs probably have a good idea, but you can have setbacks. So that means that Joe has to start the season with three pitchers he likes. Has to. You know, I mean, it's Strope, it's Cishek, it's Edwards. Those three guys have to be guys that you're able to throw against top-tier batters. Those are your options. So those three guys, then, you know, the dominoes fall in your other seventh or your sixth or your eighth inning or maybe a tight squeeze in the fifth or something. If you're going to be aggressive about things, those go down the list as well. Is Tyler Chatwood a reliever? Is Brandon Kinsler healthy this year? Those are questions you're going to have to ask and solve pretty quickly because you don't have your back of the bullpen guy.
This is Dan downtown on the Score. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. So I don't know if you heard when Theo was on the broadcast on, I think it was Saturday afternoon with Len and JD, and he talked about one of the advantages that they think they have is they've got starting pitchers who can get through the order a third time, which was kind of a shock for me to hear him say that because that's not what you guys are talking about, and that's not the way that Madden has managed in the past. You know, he gets his guys through the second time and then turns it over to the bullpen, and we saw what that did to the bullpen. And it sounds like Theo is going in the other direction, which is we've got guys who have enough pitches to get through the order a third time. And if that's going to be the philosophy of this, you know, this management, that will alleviate a lot of that bullpen wear and tear if it's true and if he's right that they can do that. And I'm hoping that he's directed Madden from the top to say, you got to let our pitchers who are paying a lot of money and who are veteran arms get through the order a third time before you wear out our bullpen.
That's kind of old school thinking there, but if you look at where the Cubs are in their design, that's what they've committed to. That makes sense to me, Dan. And hearing him say that, that's where a lot of their money is invested. When Yu Darvish says he's throwing 97 miles an hour, has never felt better. That it's old school baseball.
I think you may obviously you changed over your coaching staff again. Tommy Hotovy's your new pitching coach, and Anthony Iaposi's your hitting coach. I think you trust on a game-to-game basis Hotovy and Madden to read and feel where those guys are at. That's why you pay them, really. You know, when we talk about bullpen management being one of the things that really matters for a manager, part of that is knowing when you go to that bullpen, when you take a starter out, and navigating that, knowing the long-term matters and the short-term, you know, can really set you back if you leave a guy in too long. I have to imagine that the general philosophy will probably be set from front office and coaching staff, and there will be an agreement on where things are at. But in my opinion, you've paid Joe and you've paid Tommy Hotovy and Mike Borzello and all these guys. You've paid those guys to read it in-game and make the right call as the stuff kind of deteriorates in a given start, or as the fastball starts to tick, or he starts to labor a lot and those high intensity pitches come around because there's a few runners on. I think that's got to be still managed by the guys on the field.
I apologize if I was looking at my phone there, but it has taken, how long have I been away from home?
I don't 12 what I don't know 24 hours. Has it even been 24 hours? When time did you leave the
this
house?
Is day one. Do you remember what I told you my biggest concern was going to be about our household?
That your wife eats actual food while we're gone.
That's part of it. So I deputized, I told Zoe to make sure. I said, you are in charge of the shopping list. You're in charge of making sure that mom doesn't eat like half a bag of potato chips. Like, I'm fine, I don't need dinner. And day one, and I just got a text, she forgot to make Jason's lunch.
Yeah.
She just sent him to school without a lunch. How can you forget? It's day one.
You can buy a lunch.
No.
Yeah, just buy a hot lunch.
No, she's going to.
You can't buy a lunch?
Apparently, he threw something together. God knows what he took. First day.
What did he throw together?
I don't care.
Like peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwiches.
Yeah, that kid.
Those are terrific.
Yeah, I know. I don't care with him. He eats like a goat. It doesn't matter.
BL fudge cookies. Those are always a go to.
It's probably honestly, it's probably two packs of Budding Turkey and the rest of the Oreos, which I'm cool with.
Which is and six packs of fruit snacks.
We don't have fruit snacks. We don't have because he has braces. So that's those are verboten.
Yeah, you can work around that.
And actually, our kid's dentist is against, like, even if you don't have braces, says she's no on all the sticky, sugary stuff.
The woman's a monster.
She says it's just death.
That's horrible. Why would you do that?
Glad she's not my dentist.
Awful. Absolutely.
Wow. I didn't think I'd get that kind of pushback on that, but I guess so. Wow. This segment brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. When your fender bender leaves you with a lot less fender and a lot more bender, it's time to get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Chicagoland. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
No fruits. Who does the woman think she is? Like, I get that's
She's
great.
She's a dentist. Yeah, it's her job to tell kids how to have healthy teeth.
Sure, but I'd also like a Bentley to drive. You know what I mean? Like, of course she doesn't want kids eating sugary snacks. But
sugary snacks are fine, but not those that are like Jujubes or Dots or things that are particularly sticky. And she has on the bad list, the really, really bad list, are fruit snacks. So people like in that house at Halloween that thinks they're being all healthy when they say, oh, here, you don't get candy would be better.
I have never harbored any illusion, even as a child, that fruit snacks had any fruit in them.
Well, then you were not alive when they rolled out the fruit roll-ups. When it was
We had a lot of fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, but when they first started, when they first hit the market, it was supposed to be, are you the parent that's still giving your children candy instead of fruit? It's actually candy.
It's really sugar.
It's just stickier. So, but they marketed it as if it were this healthy alternative to all of these snacks. You're giving, it's sort of like quote-unquote veggie sticks.
Which are just fried
they're
in oil.
Potato right? chips. Yeah, no, they're potato chips with food coloring in them. Like, oh, it looks like it's the same color as a carrot. It's got to be like a carrot. But it tastes like a potato chip. This is perfect.
Do your kids still get the fruit roll-ups? Or the fruit, fruit by the foot?
Never did. No fruit roll-ups.
The rule was,
sex.
Obviously for us,
Big
we had
fruit
the fruit by the
foot guy.
Oh, fruit by the
fruit
foot?
Fruit by the foot?
Oh, and obviously you had to eat it without any hands. Like, that was the whole point of
what,
fruit
you eat it
by
with
the
your
foot.
Feet?
No, you just eat it like you just kind of take the tape, right? You just kind of, yeah. It's like, it's a foot long tape measure of fruit snack. It's wonderful.
It sounds like a tapeworm.
Ugh. No, you eat it. No, it's not a tapeworm.
Why not just eat actual fruit?
Because that's it. Because
you were never
you're
a kid
were
you
sugar. Sugar.
Yes, I was. I ate whatever I wanted. I had no rules. I had no rules ever. I could come home from third grade and have an entire bag of fun size Snickers, four Cokes. Literally.
What are you, a diabetic?
Seriously.
I don't know.
I had no rules. I could eat or drink whatever I wanted.
There's still nothing better than the store brand fruit snacks. It's one of the few things where the store brand is always better.
You had me at store brand because if you buy store brand, you're saving a tremendous amount of money over time.
Yeah, that hasn't had any lasting effect on you at all. Good. Glad to hear.
What?
As a kid, I did anything I want. Yes, in a store brand, you save money. 10 cents on every fruit pack.
Well, no. The shop, once it's your money, it's different.
I guess.
That changes everything. If it's somebody else's money, back when it was like the magic cabinet and you'd open it up and there'd always be more, right? Wherever it was just there. It was always full. It was always filled with things and treats and you ate them and then there'd be more. Like an entire bag of mini York peppermint patties.
You had a blessed childhood.
Yeah, kind of.
That's good. I'm glad.
It was pretty good. But it also informed me as a parent, like, why didn't they care more? You know? I've sort of thought about it after the fact. Like, didn't you love me?
You know what I shouldn't have done is drink cases of Mountain Dew in a given day as a 12-year-old. Yeah. I think my kids probably shouldn't do that.
Right. Now that I'm making the decision, what the hell? Like, how the hell can they possibly let me get away with this?
Do as I say, not as I do.
Did you see what's going on at the Combine? Apparently, one of these guys from Florida, I love that there's two kinds of Combine stories to the NFL, right? There's this guy is a superhuman. He jumped over a building and he's lifting elephants.
The DK Metcalf thing, right?
Right, exactly. And he's split the atom. We got him on the board and he's found cold fusion. And then there's this guy is a complete idiot, and, or he's got a set of man boobs that no one's ever seen before. You don't even want to watch him run. And I think we've got one of those.
We found our guy.
Negative stories developing at the combine that I like to laugh at.
Dan's got a favorite combine athlete. We'll get to it next. It's Bernstein and McKnight live from Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona, on 670 The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
I'd like to see more before $255+ million fly out of the budget. I'm sure they do also. He's a huge question mark right now. There's nothing of certainty with this guy.
You consider Chris Bryant a huge question
Absolutely.
Mark? Because of one down season out of five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent. Farmers.com. There's such an easy way to win over your new fans. Just remember their city, the one that you just signed a new 13-year deal to, one that's paying you $330 million. In his introductory press conference, Bryce Harper said he's looking forward to bringing a title back to D.C. Bryce, you're not in D.C. anymore. Oops. Look, he says he wants to grow roots in a city. He says he wants to develop a bond with the market. But that's a tough town to survive in, and I'm not sure that Bryce Harper is a tough guy. Here's a hint, Bryce, at winning over your new fan base and convincing them that you're really all in on it. Remember what city you're in. I'm DA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's no secret that salaries have not kept up with the cost of living. You probably had to use the credit cards more than you thought last year. Now the statements are coming in the mail and the minimums are more than a car payment. Your home has gained equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Put that new equity to work for you and pay off all your credit cards with a cash out refinance today. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I have been wanting to do this bathroom for years. Everybody always said, like, oh, I got a guy who can help you with it. You got a guy who can do this. And it was just like trying to coordinate guys became really overwhelming. I kept hearing the ads on the radio. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to give him a call and I'm going to see what this is about.
Repair, remodel, renovate. You can trust the pros at Mega Pros. Since 1977, Mega Pros has proven they can help make it easy and fun to get stuff done. From a major remodel to your honey do list, you'll enjoy working with Mega Pros. You'll be more than satisfied with everything. Guaranteed in writing by Mega Pros.
I was just really impressed with how they talked to me about the job that was going to be done. So I went with it. It is beautiful.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
Mega. Or go to megapros.com.
Professional truck drivers, are you still trying to sort through all the new tax law impacts and figure out how to maximize your take-home pay? Maybe it's time you considered a per diem pay plan that withholds less taxes and gives many drivers the opportunity for higher weekly take-home pay. Schneider is proud to continue offering a per diem pay program in 2019. See a real-life example and how tax reform impacts it. Then make an informed decision at schneiderjobs.com/blog. That's schneiderjobs.com/blog.
Spring, time to clean up, clean out, and get organized at the Home Depot. Save up to 25% on garage storage from top brands like Gladiator, Rubbermaid, and Husky. Plus, clean up with cleaning products like Clorox disinfecting wipes for every surface, nook, and cranny in your home. Today is the day for doing. With up to 25% off garage storage and more, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Garage offer online only, valid through March 24th, U.S. only. See store for details.
State Farm. Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she-shed.
Can we stop saying she-shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Time you went out, you could cash in. Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like celebrating every year the crew gets older. Or when you and your crew are courtside during overtime. No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
On March 15th,
welcome to WonderPop.
Join Jennifer Garner, Matthew Broderick, John Oliver,
present in the council for
Mila Kunis, Kenan Thompson, Ken Jeong.
Little old lady, we are here.
Ow! You're embarrassing the team.
In the most hilarious animated comedy of the year.
This is the best ever.
Critics are raving about Wonder Park.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a great family ride.
Awesome!
The most fun you'll have this year.
It's gonna be a great day.
Bring it down, Gandalf.
Wonder Park. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 15th.
TNC, reply help for help or stop to cancel.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, we're trying to make millions of dollars. He over there BSing.
I'm going to introduce you to Florida edge rusher Ja'Chai Polite. Is it Ja'Chai? Ja'Chai Polite? Ja'Chai? J-A-C-H-A-I?
I think after his weekend, we kind of get to pick. Usually, yeah, I'm a stickler about making sure guys get their names right.
Okay. Because first, I saw Matt Miller, our guy at NFL Draft Scout, his whole Twitter feed was blowing up with scouts telling him what a horrible combine Ja'Chai Polite of Florida was having. And so I followed some of these stories, and at USA Today, the headline says, Ja'Chai Polite might have had the worst NFL combine of all time.
Oh, that's a bad weekend to have your worst weekend.
Many players have recovered from poor NFL combine performances and gone on to have had tremendously productive careers. Mm-hmm. So maybe Florida edge rusher Ja'Chai Polite shouldn't feel too bad about what happened in Indianapolis this weekend at the 2019 NFL Combine. But man, the guy could not have had a worse time at the annual showcase for draft prospects. We will start on the field, where Polite turned in an underwhelming performance in the 40-yard dash before pulling him from the rest of the drills to a hamstring injury that he had apparently been dealing with for 10 days, which now, after the fact, all the scouts say is complete BS. Oh. He is seen as a first-round prospect because of his freakish athletic ability, so the 40-yard dash time of 4.84 will not do him any favors.
4.84 is a touch slow.
An undersized prospect who really needed to wow scouts with his workout this did not happen. And they show him in one of these diagrams of where he's finished in the percentiles versus other edge defenders in all of the drills. There's one scout that says he would have been better off skipping the combine entirely, as he has measured out almost completely, as you say, off the charts and not in a good way. So he was 40% in hand size, 15th percentile in arm length, 29th percentile in weight, 18th percent in height, 47th percent of the 40, and 37% in the vertical jump.
Do we think it's possible he thought the combine was next weekend?
Oh!
Honest to God, did he actually live everyone's nightmare of waking up and realizing that it's combine weekend and he thought it was next weekend?
Or it's the one where it's the English final and all the books were in my locker and...
Or you have a test.
You haven't done the reading? I didn't know the class was... It was on my schedule.
Mr. McKnight, you're actually in a Spanish class this semester and you haven't been all year. You still have to take the test. That was the one I had. You roll over, okay. You're cold, you're sweating, it's terrible.
Yeah, we're just starting. Polite's interviews with the media were even more concerning than his on-field work. He specifically called out several teams.
What? Wait.
Yes.
What?
Well, just listen. He called out several teams for grilling him during interviews, which is actually pretty standard during these combine meetings. So that's according to Trevor Sikkema from Tampa Bay. He says, Polite said that when he met with the 49ers at the Combine, they didn't really talk football with him at all. He said, they just bashed me the whole time. I don't know. Here is a transcript with reporters about his meeting with the Packers.
Uh-huh.
They were really bashing me. They what? Said a reporter. They were bashing me. The Packers? Yeah. Why? They were trying to figure out my character. That's their job. They're supposed to do it. I'm not being a crybaby or anything. That's their job. I just didn't know to expect it. Anything they ask you that threw you for a loop? No, just character questions, accountability. Then when they turn on the film, bad plays. They showed you the bad plays? Yeah, they don't show you the good plays. That was the full exchange. That was a meeting with the Packers. And he said the Rams meeting was the best because they didn't bash me. He said everyone else is picking at my game. Responds well to constructive criticism is not a box Polite checked off this weekend. And it gets worse from there.
There's some coach
unless he's
Florida.
Murdering kittens during his interview. Says a reporter asked the Florida product on how he tried to improve the weaknesses he saw in his film during the lead up to the draft. His response was interesting. He said, Polite came in with a ton of added bad weight, looked sloppy, wasn't explosive, forgot to fake a hamstring injury before announcing he had one, bailed on the rest of the combine, not great, was poor in the interview. I asked him about something I saw on film. Stunned when he told me he's never watched film of himself.
What?
He looked bewildered. He said, I don't really focus on it. It's just natural. That's just how I play. I never even watch myself that much to know that. That's crazy. So even if it's true that Polite isn't a big fan of self-scouting, you don't admit that during your job interview.
On the one hand, I feel terrible that this kid, over the most important weekend of his life up to this date, had such a terrible, terrible 3 days. And on the other hand, this seems all apparently self-inflicted. Like, he kind of did this to himself? Or some coach at Florida needs to be called out for not helping a kid along and letting him know that, hey, this combine thing, you're going to be asked questions about, you know, your play. And remember how the last 3 years here at Florida you haven't watched any film whatsoever? Yeah, coach, I remember that. Okay, we're going to sit down and watch film then today. We're actually going to do those things that you didn't want to do while you were skipping class in Florida probably the entire 3 years you were here. That's a tough weekend for the young man.
Yeah, I don't feel bad. There's enough out there there's enough stories of the way they come at you in some of these meetings. One guy literally got punched in the chest.
I was just going to get to
that. Did you see that?
Yeah, Arif Hassan, who covers the Vikings. We had him on earlier in the season, during the football season.
We did. He was good.
He was really good. Arif Hassan covers the Vikings for The Athletic, and he tweeted this out a couple of days ago. I think it was the second day of the combine. It's the strangest thing that happened to Charlotte guard Nate Davis. Here's the quote. I went in for a meeting and for a handshake. How you doing? And he punched me in the chest. He was like, you have a soft chest. I was like, okay. And we just kept going. What team was that? I don't remember. That's the back and forth between Hassan and Nate Davis, a guard from Charlotte. Good on Nate for not saying who it was, but it's weird that he's got to be in a situation like that where someone has to, you know, punch him in the chest. I saw this quote.
That's because assault.
Feels like it, but it's a weird... So I saw that quote only because Olin Krutz retweeted it. And he said, clowns everywhere in the NFL, fake tough guys, would get his ass knocked out acting like that anywhere else, but at a place where young men are dying to impress them and be respectful, that happens.
See, I just pictured literal clowns, though.
Actual clowns.
it's way more fun if he's actually talking about literal clowns.
Clowns at the combine, right. That's the new...
They check you for coulrophobia, and they want to make sure that you can check that box. Was it Brenly? Didn't Bob Melvin... Or which was the other way around? When they were working together with the Diamondbacks,
yeah.
One of them has a terrible, irrational fear of clowns.
Okay, again, fear of clowns is irrational. It's a rational fear. Clowns are weird and creepy.
And I told you, I asked a college professor why I found clowns freaky like that way. And he told me it's the idea of fixed glee. He says when you can see just like this gleeful rictus on the face of a clown and
right.
you didn't see it occur, but when there's a smile that just appears,
right.
and it's not human to see it unless you see the smile occur.
But it's not weird and scary when that happens to mascots and stuff. Remember the video we were watching with
it is.
No, the Thunder mascot who like drops from the rafters and he's passed out and he's got that big
dead.
Smile
yeah.
on his face.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
That's not creepy. That's funny.
Or the Twitter account of mascots during moments of silence.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's rough. They're just big smiles on their faces, hands over their chests, and their big smile looking straight.
You want to try a social psychology experiment? Walk down a crowded city street with a huge smile on your face.
That is a little creepy. But people have
try
earbuds
this.
Now, though. You know, I mean, like, that's...
Yeah, that's like, true.
It used to be that was a very strange thing. But if you're... Like, I have earbuds in all the time, listening to a podcast or the station or something like that. And if something's funny, I'll, like, laugh or whatever. And if I see somebody else doing the same thing, I'll assume that they're listening to something.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats this Wednesday when they host Ohio State at the new Welsh Ryan Arena. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Yeah, my Lyft driver to the airport... When I left yesterday, total score P1.
Our guy.
Younger guy. Yeah, he's totally our guy. And he kind of had this kind of a hippie. Like he picked me up and he
like granola and
a little
in a
yeah,
pullover hoodie hippie.
A little, but because he picks me up, like he goes, hey, he didn't know me. And the car pulls up and he's like, Danny. Nobody calls me Danny except like camp friends, right?
What?
And my name on my Lyft thing on my app is.
I don't know if my friends would like you.
It's not Danny, and he's like Danny. Like, yeah, how's it going, brother? Like, okay. And you know, we start talking. You know, he's asking me, like, why are you going to Arizona? He said, is it for work? I'm like, yeah, it's work, but it's gonna be fun. You know, I'm gonna be at baseball park and the whole thing. And he's like, wait a second. You Bernstein, you guys are going to the house.
Score like, house.
The whole thing, and he's huge.
Score
Sox
house.
Fan. Yep, and just huge Sox fan, and like knows all three levels of the minors and every trade.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, the guy was like on it, and he got me going on Mike Matheny after a while. So he ends up like, he's like, we're here at Terminal 3. And so, you know, you can stop swearing about Mike Matheny.
Please get out of my car.
No,
it's been a joy.
He was awesome. He's like, oh, that house is going to be great. That's going to be so cool.
Speaking of, Score House has been kind of nice for the first 12 hours or so. And I know people want to know about the house. We have first impressions, some thoughts about the Score House, and some thoughts on things we may need to get for the Score House before this week is up.
And know what you have now? Nat Sound.
Oh, yeah, the cage is out,
baby. The cage is out, the L screen is up, and the hitting practice is beginning.
There it is.
There it is. Good for your soul right there. All right, so this is, you have a list of grievances already?
Not grievances, just additions that might need to be made. I think things to help people. You know, I mean, we got eight people staying in this house, and we have more cream cheese than you could possibly
yes.
imagine. We just were lacking the things to put it on.
I need 9 a.m. to be asleep at least until 6 a.m.
All right, so we're going to work through some house rules when we come back. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
No4.com.
You spend a third of your life in your sheets if you're doing it the right way. It is time for your bedding upgrade. You can feel like you're at a five-star resort every single night when you go to brooklinen.com and get yourself Brooklinen sheets. That is exactly how the company got founded, because the founders of Brooklinen stayed at this fantastic hotel, and they said, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have these sheets at home? Well, they tried. And they tried and they tried, and after a bunch of phone calls and different conversations and realizing a ridiculous cost, they said, why don't we make it easier for people to get this kind of quality bedding at home? And that's what they did. So this is your chance now to enjoy what I enjoy, Brooklinen sheets, the best and most comfortable sheets that I've slept on. You can get your upgrade because Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just because you're listening. 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These really are...
At Walgreens, shopping for spring beauty essentials is a snap. We can help you find foundation that lasts longer than your day or a lipstick to finish any look. Now, purchase two of your favorite cosmetics, nail products, or beauty accessories from brands like L'Oreal, Maybelline, and Revlon, and get your third one free. At Walgreens, refreshing your beauty routine is pretty simple. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics, nail products, and beauty accessories are buy two and get the third free. Mix and match through March 23rd with card. Exclusions apply.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
What do you think of when you think of trucking? Long hauls, open roads, life away from home? Sure, there's some of that, but what about delivering a refrigerator that's been ordered online into someone's kitchen? As buying habits change, trucking is changing. And leading the way? Schneider. Schneider still boasts a leading long-haul network, but we've added LTL, straight truck, and even non-CDL driving jobs to the mix. In a changing industry, join a leader. Learn more and search all driving jobs at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
State Farm, this is Bill.
You finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Ooh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Spring. Time to clean up, clean out, and get organized at the Home Depot. Save up to 25% on garage storage from top brands like Gladiator, Rubbermaid, and Husky. Plus, clean up with cleaning products like Clorox disinfecting wipes for every surface, nook, and cranny in your home. Today is the day for doing. With up to 25% off garage storage and more. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Garage offer online only, valid through March 24th. U.S. only. See store for details.
On March 15th.
Welcome to Wonder Pop.
Join Jennifer Garner, Matthew Broderick, John Oliver.
President of the Council for.
Mila Kunis, Kenan Thompson, Ken Jeong.
Little old lady.
Ow! You're embarrassing the team.
In the most hilarious animated comedy of the year.
This is the best ever.
Critics are raving about Wonder Park.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a great family ride.
Awesome.
The most fun you'll have this year.
It's gonna be a great day.
Bring it down, Gandalf.
Wonder Park. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 15th.
Napa know-how.
This month, at your local Napa Auto Care Center, when you get a premium oil change with a cabin air filter, you also get a $15 mail-in rebate, which means the pros do the job and you get paid. Wait, what? Get your premium oil change and a cabin air filter and save $15 at Napa Auto Care. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Our standard equipment.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
segment's brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. You have issues now already, Diva?
Not issues so much as just things I think we can do to help people.
Oh.
You know, so issues.
I like how you try to package this.
You got to spin, man. You got to spin. After the speech, you get in the room and you spin things away as fast as you can. So far, Scorehouse is amazing. Now, you and I haven't been there when the sun's been out. We haven't seen the backyard yet, but everybody's got their own room except for Shep and Brian Gersh. They have to share a room. Seems fine. Doesn't seem like there's going to be any conflict or issues there. But the game room is a thing.
The game room has a pool table, a foosball table.
Yeah, that's right.
And
something else was in there.
High chairs.
Too. Yeah, high chairs, you know, for children. Those are the timeout chairs.
Okay.
Like, if you lose, I think if you lose...
At foosball?
Yeah, I'm you have to go sit in one of the... Why aren't you playing foosball?
I hate it.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you like foosball?
Because I'm awful at it, and I hate it.
No one's actually good at foosball, except for foosball pros.
Except
it's like
for
a very small subset
when,
of foosball
when your
players.
Cousin gets home from college, like, want to play foosball? Want to play foosball? I really want to play foosball. Let's go somewhere we can play foosball.
Like, oh, no, God. Man, I get
and,
it. And
of course,
frat has
right.
a foosball
yes,
table, and you
Kappa,
play a lot.
Kappa Sig at Cornell is yeah. really into foosball, and now you're awesome at it, and you have all these rules with no spins, and this can only do this. This like, okay, fine. Yes, you're great at foosball, and fine. And that's just like, ever since then, I've just soured on it because I never chose to get good at it.
So the game room's good. We're gonna get you playing foosball because
nope.
everybody's bad at it. None of us are good at foosball.
You
Everyone
are lying through your
no
teeth.
No one's good at foosball in this house. Everyone is the equal amount of bad at foosball.
You're a
It'll
terrible,
be fine.
Terrible liar.
Did I have a foosball table growing up? Yes. Did I ever play it? Occasionally, sure.
Yeah.
Did I end up?
God, you're
I wasn't
a bad
good.
Liar.
I wasn't good at it.
Stop.
Everyone was equally bad at foosball. Everyone, you just have to, no spinning. You just can't spin the thing. That's where it gets illegal and weird. Meanwhile, our refrigerator, this is what I meant to do before I left the house and forgot to. We should have taken a picture of the refrigerator, the inside of the refrigerator.
Okay.
Because it looks like someone gave a 19-year-old a credit card. That's what the inside of the refrigerator looks like. There is a tub of cream cheese,
yep.
the size of which I have never seen before.
The salmon spread was very good.
It is very good,
Not only is it sockeye salmon wild-caught, sustainably fished.
That's right.
If that bothers you. Your spread, it's not like a fillet. It's like the salmon in the salmon spread is sustainably fished.
Do you think David Harcourt sponsors...
It's a salmon spread.
Do you think David Hochberg pops for a house like this for inadequate salmon spread? Are you
of course
kidding
not.
Me?
That'd be the last thing.
Absolutely not.
That's the first item on the rider.
It's great. You look at these, all the food. It's like, you know, we got snacks and we have chips and Pringles and all this stuff.
Yeah, McNeil and I were tucking into a mild blue cheese last night. That was pretty
good.
That
was nice, too. But we have really great wine so far. It's like we have these just like general stuff. Just your standards, your staples. You could find it at the general store. But then really great wine. There's no middle ground in this house yet.
And we should mention, if people want pictures and information and videos and all that of what's going on at Score House, they can go to 670thescore.com. I believe there's a special dedicated section
on
the website.
The open is out.
The open's great.
The Brian Gersh, our video guy who came all the way down here for this, best of luck, has put together a 1990s sitcom throwback open for our Score House. It feels like a Full House open. I think he ripped the font straight off of the Full House open, but it is fantastic. It's stupid. It's beautiful, and it's the house. You can see just all the places that we're gonna be hanging out all week long.
Any other grievances?
Nah, I don't think so.
Any other improvements? Is the temperature in the hot tub not to your liking?
Why? We haven't gotten in the hot tub yet. I figure hot tub this evening, probably after a trip up to Salt River for a spring training game, watch a little baseball, because we won't have the game here this afternoon, so we got to go find our baseball game.
Yeah, but the crack of the bat's doing it for me here. I see a Victor Caratini who is...
Albert Amora's in this group hitting.
Yeah, Caratini's pacing around like a caged cat. There's a couple out there hit on the berm.
There's a couple of dings. Guys are working on opportunity hitting right now, though.
Yeah,
trying to go the opposite way.
Yeah, Anthony Iaposi has decided they're not going to call it situational hitting anymore. They refer to it... Well, that's hit well. They're going to refer to it as...
Oh, that's going to go.
As opportunity hitting. I like it.
I'm fine
like
with
the
it.
Like the rebranding.
Especially if it's... Is that a wider net than runners in scoring position?
Sure, because you can always hit it over the fence. Here's your opportunity. You get a big stick in your hand and
take
hit it out.
Take it, big guy.
Yep.
You know, another thing I had kind of forgotten, you know, because with the White Sox, I worked in Glendale for a bunch of games, and I haven't... This is probably only my third or fourth time at Sloan Park. I had forgotten the little thing they did at this ballpark, which for a spring training ballpark makes all the sense in the world. You notice that the outfield fence is the exact same
yes.
dimension, shape, and angle as the fence at Wrigley Field.
I think that's more for the defenders than it is for anybody else.
It makes all the sense in the world.
They've got the same, the well area that mm-hmm. comes in that you see in there.
On either side, yep. and left center has that little fade back to the middle point there underneath the batter's eye. I mean, it's exactly the way the wall shaped. I think
that's Javier Baez, right?
Too. What's that?
That's got to be Baez.
That noise?
I just heard it.
It sounded Javi-like.
I swear to you, that noise is Javier. But yeah, it is.
That is. That's Javi.
Yep. I was not looking. I literally was not looking.
You can hear that.
Yep.
No, it's.
Yep. That's a concourse shot.
It's awesome out here. Is what it is. I can't get you to go see Dylan Cease tomorrow after. I know it's all the way out in Goodyear.
That's a long drive. We got plenty of baseball happening.
There are no longer drives like in Phoenix. It's that one. It's from Mesa to Goodyear. I don't know if there's a longer trip.
An hour and a half?
No. I mean, it's four. Well, if traffic hits.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you don't get.
We might not even get to see Cease if we get hung up in traffic.
Right.
If he throws just the two innings.
Right.
Still, I list the guys that I want to see most this week. I don't know that he's top of the list, but he's pretty darn close.
Okay. I just want to make that long drive because traffic is brutal.
If we miss it, if you
catch a brick, you're dead.
It would be absolutely
so
the worst.
So talking stick today is D-backs and Reds?
Yes, the Diamondbacks and the Reds. That's just up north of here. And for my money, it's one of my favorite ballparks.
I was going to say, I want to go just to go to talking sticks. I have not been.
It's one of my all-time favorite, like of the major leagues and minor leagues, all the places that is one of my favorite ballparks. It's situated perfectly. You're looking at the mountains. You've got the backdrop, and you get to, it's one of the few, too, where you walk into the ballpark from, I think it's the right field side, and you walk by the work cages that guys
are
in.
That's really cool.
So as you're walking down, you're seeing individual groups, minor leaguers and everything, kind of working on stuff, and you can watch them do their work. You can watch them hit.
Speaking of which, did you see that Jose Quintana is committing to an actual usable changeup in his repertoire more than in previous years?
Yeah, I had. He's messed around with a changeup in years prior. I want to say he had one and was fooling with one while he was with the White Sox, either that second to last or year he got, I think it was the year before he got traded. And it's always something that he's kind of played around with. Makes sense, too, if you're a cutter curveball guy, to be able to kind of fade that changeup and tunnel some.
If you're rolling over it and trying to get some of that.
Seems to make sense.
Ooh, is that a double meaning of seams?
Seems to make sense. I just, you know, with guys working on new pitches and fitting stuff in, now it's, you know, we're at a place in baseball where we've got questions to ask based on technology rather than feel. We asked Chris Bryant about it when we had him on earlier this morning. Like, have you looked at the Edgertronic or Rapsodo stuff? Are you interested in it all? And it feels like those are being used a lot more for pitchers than they are for
hitters.
Yeah,
but how about his answer when he said it debunked some of what he thought it was coming off the bat?
Yeah, it was cool. It was like it's the marrying the old school baseball stuff to the new school technology that can put eyes on for you or camera lenses on, as it were. He had said that, you know, he works in the cage, and if he hits a certain spot in the cage, he feels like that's your good line drive, gap shot, maybe even a homer if it's got a little carry on it, if you've got some juice in it. But after looking at the Rapsodo stuff, the readouts, he realized that that's not the line drive he thought it was, that it needs to be just a little bit higher. And so he's kind of refocused on hitting that ball, at least in the cages, a little bit closer to the bottom third of the baseball than he had been.
That is already positive use of it. If that's the, you know, the takeaway,
mm-hmm.
if the whole use of that technology is to say, hey, maybe this better informs you a little bit, that's worth buying one of those cameras.
I like what he said about being a launch angle guy too. You know, this idea that, well, the Cubs signed Daniel Descalso, who in the last year had, in his last year, had a real nice home run to fly ball ratio, really picked up the launch angle. He's one of those you know, potential Statcast darlings who reworks a swing some and hits heights that he hadn't been at before. But for Bryant, I kind of get the sense that because he's always done it this way, that he's always had that lift in his swing because of his long levers and just a natural power, that he doesn't love being put in that same bucket as some of the other guys who have, I don't know, rediscovered swings or retooled swings to get at a little bit more launch angle. I mean, he's had that swing since he's 9, 10 years old.
His father is literally a professional hitting coach.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's coming at it from a position even more than like, this is my swing and I'm great at baseball and it works. It's like, you don't have to coach him as much. If he's asking for help, if he says, what do you see? What am I doing? It's just, he doesn't require it. And he said he didn't even like to talk about it. That if he'll feel something and he'll keep it to himself. He doesn't go around saying, hey, I discovered this. You know, talking about that, the way he tucks that back arm in and can kind of, you know, reach out to an outside pitch and make sure he's locked.
As opposed to getting around the baseball.
Right, when you come out and around. What was the name of the swing trainer that you saw the other day with that little Velcro something rail or something?
Swing rail,
right?
Yeah.
Because that, it makes perfect sense when you see, especially a guy who's 6'5". And when you are that dominant front side, it looks as if he's just sweeping the bat through, but he's not. The start of that swing is from the backside. Like, you know, you see the lefty swing that really is more bottom hand. The top hand is just a bit of a guide hand.
Sure.
The Daryl Strawberry, the Ken Griffey,
a little bit of Griffey, kind of thing,
with a sweep snap.
Mm-hmm.
Bryant's swing is not like that. Even though the top hand does come off.
There's drive.
That first move uses that top hand a lot more. We're watching batting practice here at Sloan Park as a bunch of Cubs bats are getting their work in. We have the Midday Midway coming your way next. I have how not to murder somebody.
You got to know that?
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to murder somebody, what not to do beforehand? I also have something going on at the Denver airport that is completely new to me about conspiracy theories involving the Denver airport, how the Denver airport is embracing them. And I have drug-addicted parrots.
A saucy tale of survival, a lawsuit with all sorts of funny names in it. The Midday Midway is next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
I hear Matt Nagy telling the NFL Network that he took it like a true professional. I mean, son, we're going to give you $3.5 million to go get another job. Bank that $6 million guaranteed you got last year. Here's another $3 million.
Not a bad severance.
I don't have to miss another kick.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Broadcasting live. TheScore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Spring cleaning is on at the Home Depot. Right now, save on everything from appliances to cleaning supplies. Get up to 25% off select appliances like a GE washer with smart dispense and GE dryer. Then make the most of your new laundry room with new lower prices on cleaning products like Tide Clean Breeze laundry detergent. Today is the day for doing. With up to 25% off appliances and more, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th, U.S. only. See store for details.
on March 15th.
Welcome to Wonder Park.
Join Jennifer Garner, Matthew Broderick, John Oliver,
President of the Council for
Mila Kunis, Kenan Thompson, Ken Jeong.
Little old lady.
Ow! You're embarrassing the team.
In the most hilarious animated comedy of the year.
This is the best ever.
Critics are raving about Wonder Park.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a great family ride.
Awesome!
The most fun you'll have this year.
It's gonna be a great day.
Bring it down, Gandalf.
Wonder Park. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested in theaters March 15th.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations.